It is heaven's peculiar to be the land of the living. All this life is at most but the shadow of death, the gate of death, the sorrows of death, the snares of death, the terrors of death, the chambers of death, the sentence of death, the savor of death, the ministration of death, and the way of death. Matthew Griffiths, 1634. How does one picture death? The fear of it embraces many non-believers and believers alike. And what is it that makes one fear it? Many say it is because you have to die alone, but is that truth? What of the believer? Doesn't Jesus assure us he will never leave us nor forsake us? Does that not include in physical death the moment of it? Death is facing our strongest enemy, and except for Elijah and Enoch, who were taken up by the Lord, everyone has faced death. But the Lord Jesus, who is the Father's Christ, overcame death. That proven by his resurrection on the morning of the third day after his being crucified on Calvary and buried in the belly of the earth. He suffered the pain of death and the separation of it from the Father, but the separation was not the moment of death or in it. It was because of the sin that he bore, yours and mine. But death could not hold him, and with the authority given him, he picked his life back up again, and he lives. He lives. Jesus came down from heaven for that purpose, to conquer, overcome, to renew, restore, and to reconcile man to God. And all these things he did that glorious morning as the empty tomb was found where his body had lain. Hebrews 9:27-28, just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting on him. Salvation to those who are waiting on him. These, then, are the children of God, born again through the blood sacrifice of Jesus, the forgiveness of sins. Paul writes in his first letter to the church at Corinth, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, face death, but we will all be changed." 1 Corinthians 15:51. That change begins to take place the minute that we ask the Lord Jesus to come into our hearts. And from that moment on, we begin to see the world through his eyes and hear with his ears. And those things that we could not see before, we begin to see. Maybe not clearly at first, but if we stay close to him and follow him and let him lead and guide us, we will see and be amazed by what is truly going on around us. And with our senses heightened, with the knowing that we are protected and that our needs will be met and that we will never, ever have to face anything alone, we can face death physically and prepare to leave this earth because where we are going when we leave here will be beyond words because we will see the Lord face to face, and of that experience, there will be nothing on this earth that can compare. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm 23:1-4a. Death was never meant to yield the power it has. Life on earth is not lived the way it was intended to be upon creation because of the entrance of sin into the world, and it came about through the choice made by an angel who became an adversary of God's. This angel was once beautiful, and of him the Bible says in Ezekiel 28, "You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you." But like so many today, he wanted to create and walk his own path. He did not want to serve the Lord God, but he wanted to be served and be worshipped himself. And being prideful and boastful, he soon found that he did not want to be equal with God, but wanted to be more powerful than his Creator. And we see so much of this in our time and day. Being worshipped, no matter the cost. Finding corruption a steady and encouraging companion will take even a holy angel who from his creation served the one true God and then was found to have evil filled his heart. And when he was cast out of heaven, he was deceived and corrupted a third of the angels, and they all being cast to earth found themselves serving the now prince of the air and setting up a kingdom for himself here on the earth. And with vengeance in heart and retaliation in mind, he tempted and deceived and corrupted the crowning glory of God's creation, man, you and me. He would claim the earth as his dominion, and so here we are today. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The earth has become that valley, and some will say it's just hell on earth. But what takes place on the earth has no comparison to what will take place within hell. And don't be scared of it, fear it, for it is real and will be the eternal home to many. And the shadow of darkness looms over the once pristine earth. And now it houses death. Our enemy, the devil, the prince of the air, and his kingdom, false in name, is the spiritual realm that we cannot see or could not see clearly. But today, as the battle intensifies between good and evil, it is spilling into the physical realm. And every day, more and more, we see how those yet lost in death, spiritual, suffer as useful tools for their father, the devil. For there is no love in him. And let me be clear, those who do not walk with God are enemies of God. There are no gray areas, no neutral areas. They don't exist. A person is either or, loving one and hating the other. There is only light or darkness, truth or lies. The children of God born again through the blood of Jesus, or those dead in their spirit, yet cursed by the actions of their father, the devil. Because of the fall in the garden, we are born dead, spiritually, that is, separated from God, his enemy, and we rebel from his ways, reject his truths, and not only seek our own paths, but to forge them. The things happening in these days have found and left many wondering, what in the world is going on? Jan Markell of Olive Tree Ministries always says that things aren't falling apart, they're falling into place. How can someone say that and still say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil? It is for this reason it can be said. Psalm 23:4b, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod is his authority. There's none like him who can compare. Read Job 38:39, 40, and 41 and try to picture yourself hearing the same words that the Lord asked Job. Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Job 38:2-3. Read then of the Lord's wisdom, his knowledge, his superior ways, and his mighty miracle of creation in all of its intricate beauty. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all of these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name, and because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Isaiah 40:25-26. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. His staff is his support, his word, his guidance, his ways, his wisdom. Sheep look to their shepherd for guidance, to lead them to food and to water and to safety. He carries with him a staff that he uses at times while the sheep are at rest, to lean on while he watches over them. And he carries it with him as he leads his flock, and it is available and ready to protect his flock in whatever way should they need arise. The shepherd is never without his rod or staff. Now, this may not have seemed like a path that you would have chosen in searching through this passage of Scripture, but as with each day as an example, you never know what you're going to see or where you might end up. But with an open mind and an open heart, you will find beauty and surprise where you had never thought to see it. This psalm is read at many funerals, but it is not about the journey when one physically dies, but about the journey one takes when they are spiritually reborn, and of how they give their every care of life into the shepherd's capable, loving, and caring hands. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. The message so simple, and yet life-changing. But first, life has to come into the Spirit, and that can only be done through the blood of Jesus, sacrificed so that you and I would be able to be reconciled to God the Father, that we may be renewed in spirit, no longer warring with God, but rather being adopted as sons and daughters. Psalm 23, a song of joy, words of comfort and peace. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and praise his holy name.